So one other question about this man. I could ask about any of these patients, but I'm just kind of curious, Ray. You said he's doing well, no autoimmune toxicity at this point. How do you typically follow these patients? For example, how often do you draw thyroid function? What's your routine follow-up, Ray, for patients on checkpoint inhibitors, particularly checkpoint plus chemo?
I follow the TSH after the first dose they have it, the week after I see them to make sure they did okay. And if they're doing okay, I usually don't do it every time. I usually do it about every other time, about every 6 weeks. I'll check a TSH on these people. And we catch a lot of hypothyroidism. And then if they have other things that make me worry, like Ben and I talked about one patient who has hypothyroidism, and then on the review of systems said, oh, I have a lot of frequent urination. To me, I worry about, well, did they have high blood sugar as well? And all of a sudden, do they have a pituitary thing? And so I kind of take that. I don't check those other markers on a regular basis. I kind of, if they have symptomatology, I'll kind of go there. And then in the visit, I always ask about autoimmune things. Do you have a rash? Do you have any diarrhea? And those kind of issues.
Anything you want to add to that, Ben?
No, I think that's right. I think a TSH and a T4 is important to monitor. The 25 to 30% of patients on immunotherapy will develop some sort of thyroid derangement. But outside of that, I think just a low threshold based on symptomatology to work up these other autoimmune phenomena that may occur.